We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, and our conversation is as the second-term Republican is heading for the National Prayer Breakfast. And Bill, as a man of faith, this is a tradition that may become more and more under fire, especially those who want to try to separate church and state, and others who want to take prayer out of public life. These prayer breakfasts might become something of the past, unfortunately.
Well, certainly I think that would be a huge mistake. And, you know, this is a bipartisan, non-denominational, really a time for us to come together as Americans and acknowledge where our country was founded. And so we'll see what others are going to try to push to eliminate or go towards. But, you know, certainly I think this is a healthy thing for us to do.
Yeah, it is healthy. It is something that, you know, has been a bedrock of this country. But you just sort of shake your head because, yeah, we're starting to go and veer toward a completely secular government. And history shows when that happens, usually bad things do happen.
And certainly history also shows, Gary, that that is not our founding. You know, our founding is one that was based on faith, and obviously we don't have a specific faith or church like they do in the Church of England or some of the other places around the world. But faith in God has always been a very powerful stand for us here in the United States. So I plan to continue that tradition. I think the thousands of people that are going to show up this morning also plan on continuing that tradition.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, and once again, let's revisit the Affordable Care Act. The director of the Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office predicts that the Obamacare subsidies will create a disincentive for some people to work. But Douglas Elmendorf also said it's not prompting a transition to more part-time jobs. Your thoughts about the fact that we're starting to see some more and more warts coming out of the Affordable Care Act along these lines?
I think, again, we previously had theorized, had warned, had suspected all of these problems and issues. We're now seeing implementation. And the implementation is the real problem. And I certainly remember at the time the debate was going on, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid very publicly saying that there would be 4 million jobs created by passing the Affordable Care Act, that 400,000 jobs would be created immediately. That has not been the case. It's been the opposite. We're seeing more and more evidence that the economic drag on this is hindering our recovery, and that is that's bad news for working class Americans and for those that are struggling to make ends meet, paycheck to paycheck, and trying to figure out how they're going to afford, you know, gasoline and groceries and all the other stuff that we all have. So that. Obviously, we're headed in the wrong direction.
Before this was passed, a line that Nancy Pelosi said is now getting more traction recently, saying, quote, "And it's an entrepreneurial bill, a bill that says to someone, if you want to be creative and be a musician or whatever, you can leave your work, focus on your talent, your skill, your passion," end quote. It's almost as if, well, you don't have to work. You know, it's something you don't want to do. Do whatever you want to do, and if you need health care, we'll take care of you. And it's like, hold on, it's time to scratch the head on this.
Yeah, the problem with a job is that it's a job, a J-O-B. You know, and I am all for people pursuing their passions and trying to be successful in the things that they love to do and want to do, but there's plenty of people out there as well who may like their job, but they have another passion outside of that. And at the end of the day, hard work and the entrepreneurial spirit go hand in hand. I mean, that is how our economy has been built. That's certainly how our community has been built in West Michigan. And you know, why they're somehow sort of touting the fact that people aren't going to have to put their nose to the grindstone and is strange. I'm all about work and life balance, but this country was built on people working hard.
It's a case of priorities, isn't it?
Yeah.
Plain and simple. The other topic that is once again coming up is the Keystone Pipeline. And after we had conversed last week, Bill, it looks as if the White House is running out of excuses for holding off on this Keystone Pipeline. And the environmentalists are saying, you sign off on that, we sign off on you, towards the White House and Democrats. It's almost as if they're using it now as a hammer.
Well, there have been plenty of threats. Some of his biggest funders have been very, very critical of him and frankly of the Keystone Project. And at the end of the day, I believe the vast majority of Americans know in their gut that we need to have energy independence. We need to be less dependent on places like Venezuela and Nigeria and the Middle East. We need to be more dependent on ourselves. The thrust of this study is that this oil is coming out of the ground one way or the other in Canada. And the simple decision is it going to go to Asia, or is it going to go south here to the United States, where we have an infrastructure problem. We need pipelines. We've got to increase those, not decrease them. And it can be done safely. They've rerouted it through Nebraska after the Republican governor had requested that. So it's not like this is a totally partisan element. You've got plenty of Democrats who believe this is the right thing to do for hardworking Americans and for those that are trying to be hardworking Americans and get those jobs back. I mean, this is a huge economic impact for our country, and this administration has absolutely run out of excuses.
Yeah, run out of ideas, but we'll find out whether or not the American public agrees with it come November in midterm elections. It's just a matter of perception, and certainly things can change perception-wise between now and November when it's election time. Bill Huizinga, wish you and your family well, and we thank you very much for joining us, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.